I'm Mark Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. According to a new poll, voters in 8 Western states, including Colorado, increasingly consider themselves to be conservationists. KUNC's Ray Ellen Bichelle has more.
Respondents shared their views on public lands and waters, including proposals to eliminate or alter national monuments. Dave Metz was part of the bipartisan team that conducted the poll. He says they also asked about the Trump administration's policies on opening up public land for mining and drilling.
By nearly a 3-to-1 margin, voters tell us that they want to prioritize the protection of water, air, and wildlife habitat and place that as a priority over energy development.
Metz says in the last couple years, the region has seen more and more people identify themselves as conservationists. The Conservation in the West poll surveyed 3,200 voters. Most were opposed to mining near Grand Canyon National Park and to the shrinking of monuments like Bears Ears in Utah. I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
The poll was released by Colorado College, which is 91.5 KRCC's licensee. The former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party was sentenced to 4 years of probation and 300 hours of community service for voter fraud. Steve Curtis blamed a, quote, major diabetic episode for causing him to vote his ex-wife's absentee ballot in October 2016. A district judge said she didn't, quote, believe for a second medical issues had anything to do with him voting the ballot, signing, and then mailing it. Curtis's ex-wife learned her ballot had been cast when she called the clerk's office to see how she could vote. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.